song. The Mahabharata, the great devotee, sees oneness in the sense that he sees everything as the energy of the Supreme Lord. Upendra Prabhu, who was Prabhupada's servant in 1967 and again in 1977, and he was with Prabhupada right for the last 6 or 8 months, he once told me that he was one of the first devotees to begin preaching in Australia, him and Bali Mahadam Prabhu. And so when I joined in early 72 in Sydney, Upendra was there. And he used to tell us all kinds of stories about Srila Prabhupada, and that would enliven us a lot. So he told us a story about how he was on a morning walk once, and he asked Srila Prabhupada, what does it mean that a pure devotee sees Krishna everywhere? Does it mean that he sees lots of little Krishnas? Wherever he looks, there's the form of Krishna everywhere. So then Prabhupada replied by giving an example. He said, these are my shoes. When you see my shoes, what do you think of? So he said, well, I think that they're your shoes, they're Prabhupada's shoes. So he said, yes. So in the same way, a pure devotee, he sees the material energy, he sees the form, but he sees this is Krishna's energy. He's never out of that consciousness. He never forgets Krishna for a moment. So although he sees, it's not like he's seeing lots of little Krishnas. But in seeing Krishna in everything, he means he sees this is the external energy of the Lord. And he sees how it's working under the direction of the Lord. Maya Jepchena Prakriti. So he's never unconscious of Krishna's presence. He's always fully aware, sees Krishna in everything. So that is the sense that he sees everything as the energy of the Supreme Lord. So then he gives this example of heat and light being different from fire, but still fire has no meaning without heat and light. So in synthesis, therefore, heat, light, and fire are the same. So they're different attributes, but still they're all the same. So that's simultaneous oneness and difference. Ekatvam anupasyata, therefore, indicate that one should see the unity of all living entities from the viewpoint of the revealed scriptures. Don't speculate on the word. But it's already in the previous mantras, some attributes of the Lord have already been described. So after having described some attributes, why would then the speaker then immediately say, ekatvam means that there are no attributes, that it's all one. That means that the use of the word ekatvam is, as Prabhupada said, it's a specific kind of oneness. Not that it, you know, blanks everything out and there's nothing left. That kind of oneness. But it's oneness in quality. Or unity. So that means the living being is one with God because he's in unity with God. He's a part and parcel of God. But not that he is God, you know, as the supreme quantity wise. So, they have, the living beings, almost 80% of the known qualities of the whole. That's described more thoroughly in the Nectar of Devotion, which Prabhupada said is the explanation of the Ishapanishad. And he gives another example here. The quality of salt present in a drop is never comparable to the quantity of salt present in the complete ocean. So a drop and the ocean are the same thing, and Prabhupada uses this, of course, specifically this example. Why? Do you know?
The ocean is a representation?
No, but why does he want to use this particular example?
Every drop has the same quantity of...
No, apart from the philosophical explanation, the practical, yeah.
Well, I mean, I took the Mayavadis.
Yes, the Mayavadis love this example. Yeah, the river merging in the ocean, you know, drop of water in the ocean, blah, blah, blah. The Prabhupada's using that, you know, specifically, that the quality of salt is there in the drop, is there in the ocean, but the salt present in the drop is it's qualitatively equal, but quantitatively a drop is not in the ocean. And also he sets that a bit further, that actually there's no such thing as merging. Because if you take the actual molecules that are in that drop, if you could drop them in the ocean and then trace them out, you'll see that they never merge. The molecules always remain separate. Yeah? It only appears that they've merged. So their analogy is not good, and Prabhupada gives a better analogy, a better explanation.